Yeah.
As a freshly signed.
Right? 26, 25, 26 years ago. I had a
lot. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Shit back.
Right? What's up, Maddie?
Hey, Mark.
Hi.
We got a couple of you guys. What's your plan for Matt Davis?
Yeah, Matt's in there tonight. He's been swinging the bat really well. You know, he'll be moving around. He'll play first. He'll play third. You know, hopefully continue to stay hot and swing the bat.
Kevin, defensively been really strong, obviously, for you guys in third. How are you going to kind of manage when you can play him?
Yeah, we'll look for the matchups, you know, and try to get these guys the best chance for success. We always talk about that. You know, Kevin, again, still kind of nursing that knee a little bit. But from that standpoint, we'll do our best to give them days when we feel it's a solid matchup for them and play it by ear.
How about Bowden? How are you playing
it? Yeah, Steven will be involved in the catching. And just the same kind of role we had him in. They might mix in the DH. He'd play a little first, pinch hit off the bench. So now with four bench players, which we've gone with three for quite a while, you've got a little bit more flexibility. And you know, when you pull the trigger on hitting or even, you know, particularly base running, if you want to use a base runner late in the game.
No, not too long ago, you were talking about how the bullpen was pretty taxed. To go down a pitcher, I mean, is that sort of a reflection of just needing maybe some offense or even more offense?
No, I think the move, you know, for us, I mean, we've done a good job managing the bullpen. We did have a period there, you know, five, seven days ago where coming off those two doubleheaders, we were a little bit taxed, which is why we added an extra arm. And we had the 2 days off to allow us to go without a starter. You know, but for our team right now, I think it's the bullpen will, you know, we'll manage the bullpen and have an extra position guy here for all the opportunities that exist off the bench.
Boat mentioned that the minute the schedule came out, he had his eye come back here. I know you only make a decision on whether a guy's ready or not, but to be able to have him back for the ring, that's something you appreciate.
Yeah, you definitely appreciate it. The work ethic and the amount of time he spent in his rehab from day one when he was injured, and this is his character, right? The tenacity of the way he goes about everything he does. It doesn't surprise me that he was ready to come back for this series. It's fortunate that it aligned that way. And you know, he caught three games in AAA, showed us that he was ready. I mean, all the movements, all the plays he made, he ran the bases hard, he swung the bat. So it's great to have his presence for us in this ball club because he brings some leadership and in a time where we're definitely in need of that.
Mark, what did you appreciate about Olsen during the years you guys were
together? Just the class act he is. You know, you hate to lose a guy like that. You write in the lineup every single day and it's as consistent as you can get. And he's young, he's growing. Even though he's a star right now, he's got more room to grow. But more than that, it's the way he carries himself and handles himself in the clubhouse with his teammates. He's an exceptional young man.
See, one of those guys that the longer he's with the team, you think he kind of, like I see him greeting all these guys, and it's obvious he was very popular.
Yeah.
This is the personality that the longer he's with the team, the more he'll kind of assert leadership, that kind of thing.
I think so. His leadership comes from being just in the lineup every day and the way he plays, the consistency of his play. But I think as he gets older, he'll start mentoring more. You know, the longer he's here, as you talk about, the more comfortable he gets with the relationships. Yeah, for sure.
What's the key for Pache for kind of getting things going offensively?
Easier said than done. Yeah, you know how hard this game is, and as a young player, the expectation levels that are put on you and that you put on yourself, you grind and grind, and you want the results so bad. I think there's some of that going on right now. He's made some adjustments with his swing mechanically. He's staying with that approach, even though there hasn't been a ton of results. We've seen a trend in the right direction, which is progress. You know, his defensive ability, and you know, been asked about is, you know, how do you gauge the confidence level? You gauge it by the effort level. It doesn't take it out the defense. He's in there working hard. He's got a great routine now. So we'll continue to monitor that. But, you know, obviously performance based, and, you know, but yet we're here developing him as well. So there's a balance to it all. Yeah, you know, for Sheldon, I think go down and start swinging the bat. You know, he had a great month where he was one of our best hitters. Last couple weeks, he's, you know, had a little bit more of a difficult time at the plate. We thought it'd be good for his confidence and, you know, to get him going again, and he'll be back here.
Was there anything, I think you mentioned maybe not seeing him go the other way as much, but was there anything in particular that you were wanting to work on this time?
Well, I think, you know, I think the biggest thing is just, I mean, find that approach again for him, that consistency. You know, I think there was a time where, in terms of getting on the fastball and being on time. So I think, you know, we talked through it. You know, it's not easy when you send a guy out that was your best hitter and had success for that period of time. But at the same point, Matt on the other end of the spectrum is swinging really well, and we felt that this was an opportunity to get to Matt to come up and perform.
Have you heard about Koenig?
Strike thrower. Don't jinx that, hopefully. But knows how to add, subtract, and it's like from a craft standpoint, maybe ahead of his time, even though it's his debut. He's been around a little while, and you know, I'll be all in on watching it tomorrow. Good?
All righty.
All right.